Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott alongside Jim Burris. Dr. Maria Karstoffen joins us, and we continue our conversation right now with the Atlanta Public Schools Superintendent. Dr. Karstoffen, I'd like an update on the whole situation regarding the pensions and the APS employees here.
Yeah, it's another longstanding, multi-decade issue, actually pretty much a nightmare. We've, as difficult as it's been, I want to be clear, our leadership team and our board, including the superintendent, we have our hands on our pension issue. We have a plan. We've been executing the plan. It will actually be fully funded in 16 years, and that's about 11 years before the city. And I know what people, you know, have said about our pension structure, but, you know, let's be fair to Atlanta Public Schools. The worst part of our pension design, which is 15% of the people in the pension structure, are from the leftover plan from the city. And that's the piece that was never funded. People didn't put assets in it. There were no good returns on investments. And so basically that piece of the 15%, which people criticize the district for the most, is just that. It's 18% funded. On the other side, where the 5,300 employees sit, is in the teacher retirement fund. And that's 85% of our APS employees, and that is 80% funded.
So are you saying the funding woes have been sort of exaggerated? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying it's, you know, it's not the whole truth. It's a 85%, 15% split. And so so for us, it's something that we inherited. I think our board has been deadly serious about fixing it. I know I have. We have a plan. We're paying our benefits. And what we can't forget is while that part that we inherited from the city with the 15% of the employees in it, that has some of the most important people in it, because we have to fund their benefits. They're bus drivers and custodians, and they desperately need us to be sure that we fully fund their benefits. And we intend to do that. We're so serious about it that even though we have a plan to be fully funded in short order in 16 years, we are going back again. We have a standing committee that works on this every month, and we're going to come up with even more ideas, because if we can do this faster, which is what gets me excited about what we've been talking about, the sooner we do more, the more I free up in our general fund to redirect to schools for this new operating model. So we have a lot at stake to try to loosen up more of the dollars, and this is one way to do it. So we're already going to be fully funded in 16 years. And yet, well, I know we still have down the track more work to do.
I want to shift now to state politics. There's a bill proposed under the Gold Dome that would give a $4,000 credit to parents who want to send their kids to a private school in Georgia. If something like that passes, what does that do to APS?
I have no idea. I mean, we haven't done any analysis on that, but, you know, but I do think that Atlanta is actually a leader in this area around choice and giving parents and communities a rich portfolio of options. We have conversion charter schools inside, outside the district. There's great private schools in Atlanta. And I'll never begrudge a parent for wanting to find the right approach for their child in what they want to choose. I mean, what's important for us to think about on issues like that is, you know, how would that really play out and the effects on the current options we have available today? And so so I'd like to see more, learn more about that and see what people are talking about. I'm certain that it would have some impact, but we haven't done enough analysis to be able to say exactly what that would mean for Atlanta Public Schools.
Are you able to say, and I asked this on our PBA special day one, you have a three-year contract. So are you committed beyond that contract?
I have the contract I have. Until the board discusses it, you know, that's what's offered to a superintendent.
Would you like to remain a superintendent beyond that?
Oh, I absolutely love my job. I think I have the best job in the city. I think we won't be able to do everything in 3 years. So I think it's going to take more time. I'm a student of Aristotle, where the needs of the world and your talents intersect. Therein lies your vocation. I think I found my sweet spot. I absolutely love our children and families here. I'm so excited about the future, even the work we've done today. You said my favorite words, day one, where we have 5,000 more kids come compared to the year before on the first day of school. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to get people, back, on track, and we just have to keep cutting pathways for them. So I love it. I'd love to be able to do what I committed to do, which is, fix this and put it on the right track.
Real quickly before we let you go, there are some concerns about with some schools. You have North Atlanta, the new high school. You have E Rivers, beautiful elementary school. Emin, we keep hearing from that community saying, where's our new school? What's the latest on that?
Well, I'm meeting with Inman. We had a plan, and it was something that started before I was superintendent. What became clear is that the enrollment projections were getting super tight. If we had just moved forward with a small classroom addition, I don't think it would have fixed the problem. I think our parents are very well informed in that neighborhood, and so they have a lot of things they want to share with me. I want to take a little more time, press pause on what we were doing, and get out there and talk to them about our options. There's some interesting things out there at play. There's a lot of talk about Druid Hills, mm-hmm. and some other things. So I like to collect all the information we can and create scenarios that would make sense for what we're trying to do. So I think certainly something is going to happen. We have the resources to do it. What's the right thing to do is what we're trying to get at in the next few meetings in the next few months.
Dr. Maria Karstoffen, Superintendent of the Atlanta Public Schools, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.